Episode 4. This is the fourth part of our 19th annual pro-life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. If you've missed an episode, don't worry, here is a quick review. In episode 1, we cried out with the prophet Habakkuk, "Lord, why do you not intervene when we experience violence, terror, destruction, strife, misery, and ruin?" And the answer is that before the Lord comes again to destroy the world by fire, he is patiently waiting for our conversion. He gives each of us the freedom to choose life or death, the freedom to protect and defend life, or the freedom to destroy it. So it's up to us to choose life so that we and our descendants can live. 2 weeks ago, in episode 2, we talked about Project Rachel, a beautiful work of mercy that helps women and men with the healing that is necessary after committing the sin of abortion. Of course, the church continues to condemn the terrible evil of abortion, but she reaches out like a loving mother to heal the wounds caused from an abortion. Project Rachel is an instrument of mercy by which our Lord brings healing and peace and sacramental forgiveness to anyone who has had an abortion or performed abortions. So don't be afraid to come to Jesus for new life and a new beginning. Last week in episode 3, we talked about courage, a merciful Roman Catholic apostolate designed to help men and women with same-sex attractions live a pure and chaste life. Of course, the church continues to condemn so-called same-sex marriages, but just as Aaron and Hur stood by Moses in his weakness, so too does Holy Mother Church stand by our brothers and sisters with same-sex attractions, giving them the courage to live a holy, chaste, and pure lifestyle. So once again, Jesus says, do not be afraid. The Lord loves you and wants you to follow him in purity of heart, mind, body, and soul. Today's episode 4 begins with a question. On what did people of the United States spend $11 billion last year? On what did people of the United States spend $11 billion last year? Have you locked in your answers? If you guessed beer, you'd be way too low. Way too low. You know that last year Americans spent over $60 billion on beer. If you guessed Halloween candy, you'd be way, way too high. Last year, the National Retail Federation said that Americans only spent $2.1 billion on candy, Halloween candy, only Halloween candy. Isn't that incredible? I would need another whole sermon to reflect upon how fasting from beer and Halloween candy alone could change the world. But I digress. Okay. On what did people of the United States spend $11 billion last year? The correct answer is pornography. $11 billion on pornography. Bishop Quinn mentioned to all the priests at our recent clergy gathering that pornography is an epidemic in today's modern culture. When I prepare men and women for the sacrament of marriage, I give them a premarital inventory. It's an inventory of over 150 statements with which the couple can answer agree, disagree, or unsure. One of the statements is, I believe that pornography is harmful to my future marriage. Do you agree, disagree, or are you uncertain? I can't tell you how many people answer, disagree, or uncertain. They don't know if pornography is harmful to marriage or not. But, of course, the correct answer is agree. Pornography is very harmful to marriage and to all people of goodwill because it treats the dignity of the human person, made in the image and likeness of God, like an object to be used rather than a person to be loved. Maybe some of you remember the 2008 movie Fireproof. Caleb Holt, played by Kurt Cameron, is a distinguished firefighter, but he is having some serious problems in his marriage to his wife, Catherine. There is a scene in the movie when something pornographic pops up on Caleb's computer. And after staring at the screen for a moment, he suddenly has the zeal to pick the monitor up, drag it outside, and say, "Okay, Lord, no more addictions." And then he proceeds to smash the computer screen with a baseball bat. That's kind of extreme. But Jesus does say, whatever causes you to sin, cut it out and throw it away. With all of the good modern technology, TV, computers, and smartphones, modern technology sometimes can be the source of our evil. So how do we cut sin out of our lives? How do we get help? And like always, we turn to Mom. We turn to Mom for help. We turn to our Mother, Holy Mother Church. We've talked about how Holy Mother Church reaches out with Project Rachel, how she reaches out with Courage, and now in episode 4, we can discuss Reclaim, a program designed to overcome the addiction of pornography from a Catholic perspective. Under the direction and guidance of Bishop Rinken of the Diocese of Green Bay in Wisconsin, Reclaim combines sacred scripture, church teaching, prayer, and the sacraments of penance and the Holy Eucharist, along with the theology of the body and medical science, to help men and women reclaim their sexual health and overcome their addictions to pornography. Reclaim is another beautiful arm of the Lord's divine mercy. So I invite you to pick up this brochure at the entrance of the church. There are many of these brochures, this little black brochure with Reclaim. Or you can go to ReclaimSexualHealth.com. ReclaimSexualHealth.com. You know, it's not by accident that Respect for Life Month ends on the last Sunday of October with White Ribbon Against Pornography Week. So maybe you'll display a white ribbon next week. White, of course, for purity. As a reminder to be pure in body, mind, and soul, and maybe to start up a conversation with someone about fighting pornography. Don't be afraid, Jesus says. Don't be afraid, most of all, to admit if you have a problem or if you need help. That was the problem with the Pharisee. In today's gospel, he didn't want to admit that he ever did anything wrong. Oh, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity. Greedy, dishonest, adulterous. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. He had no problems, no sins with him. He and the Blessed Mother are perfect. But when the tax collector prayed, he stood at a distance, way in the back of the church. And with eyes downcast, he humbly beat his breast and prayed, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Isn't that what we just did at the beginning of Mass? As we beat our breast three times as we prayed the Confiteor. You might remember the very popular interview given by Pope Francis to the Jesuit priest Antonio Spadadro of the Italian journal La Civiltà Cattolica. The first question the Pope was asked, you remember, was, who is Jorge Mario Bergoglio? And the Pope stares at Father Spadaro, and then he speaks and he says, I am a sinner. This is not a figure of speech, a literary genre. I am a sinner, but I trust in the infinite mercy and patience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? The Pope does exactly what the publican does in today's gospel. He says, Yo soy un pecador. I am a sinner. One of the goals of our October pro-life miniseries is to inspire all of us to say, I am a sinner. I'm weak. I need help. I need Jesus to save me. Whatever my weaknesses and sins are, Jesus wants to heal us. Today's gospel inspires all of us to humbly pray, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.